deep valley.
It's kind of a narrow, you know, it isn't too, it's just kind of something that, you know, it gives you trouble out there. Maybe there was you have a stream and then the land keeps falling in, you know, and into the stream and kind of spreading it out if you had a little spring or something running through your land.
I don't know what to tell.
Well, what do you call little, just, I mean, I know you have a lot of these around here, things that, well, what's a gully?
Gully?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, that's just usually where it washes out, a rain, a flood, and washes a gully down through your land, make it be level land near there. Not level, but rolling land, and you wash a gully down through it.
I see.
Could be different sizes gullies it wash.
Okay. I was thinking something like a ravine or something like that. Do you have anything?
Gullies don't happen down a ravine.
Uh-huh. No. What's a ravine? Do you have?
That's where water stands, sort of.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And a gully's where it washes down a hillside and washes plot, and it'll come a gully washer, they call it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's a gully washer? That's
a hard rain, and if you plowed up a hillside, it might wash one that deep.
Uh-huh. Sometimes just 2-3 feet deep?
Oh, could be.
From one rain?
Could be. If it's so plowed up.
Uh-huh. That'd be a pretty good
known rain. It to happen, that's very uncommon.
Uh-huh. That's
a continuous uh-huh. rain wash gullies deeper and deeper, and they'll get bigger. Could be get as big as this room.
Is that right?
If it keeps on, you know, year after year.
Uh-huh.
They call them gully.
Uh-huh.
No water in them, hardly only when it rains, a gully.
The water just runs right through there.
Yeah, it's gone when the rain's over.
I see. What do you call a small elevation of land?
Hillside.
Okay, what about something taller than
hills?
That? Higher than a hill?
Mountains.
All right, what, for instance, out here, there's Walden's Ridge. What would you call that?
We call it a mountain. Okay. Or Walden's Ridge, we call it both.
Okay.
Upland.
All right. What about between two mountains? The mountains are here and there's a place you can go through.
Cove?
Yeah. Where you can pass through. Do you ever call anything else like the...
Cove, usually.
Do you ever use the term gap?
Yes, they have some gaps on the mountain, called named gaps.
Is a gap the same thing as a cove?
Well, no, that's just a gap sort of a mountain, a cove where it goes up. Maybe we have a cove over here, and it goes down 5 or 6 miles from Dayton here to Graysville. And it's on the other side of this first Lookout Mountain. That's cove. It's called Grassy Cove over here from Spring City. And it's a lot of flat land in that cove up there, you see. In a cove, it could be.
If you walked, look over on a mountain, and you there was a sheer, you know, rock face. You might call that a.
Rock ledge.
Yeah. Call it a ledge, or do you ever use the term cliff?
Yes.
Would that be the same? What is a cliff? Is that
same thing? Just a street or
what would you call that?
Cliff. It could be. Yeah.
All right.
How far off of it you'd
yeah.
buy.
How about a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded on a
landing?
All right.
Boatland.
Okay. And a place where the water in a river is running along and suddenly it falls off sharply. You'd call that a
Bowl.
Right. Are there any different kinds of these in terms of size? Smaller, would you have different names for smaller ones?
Well, it is called falls. The name of certain places where they're located. Name for them.
All right. Now, this is about different kinds of roads. The mainly the kind of, there are two things. One is the